Kufchav Beis of Beis, Miller learning the halachis of a keli yena ben yaymai, which doesn't ask for food, as we learned in Sif Aleph, because the time of the keli becomes pogum once it's a yena ben yaymai. So we started Sif Beis. Now let's see it again. Kedera sheyena bas yayma, dayna shoshasa meis leishim mishin esbashul, baha yisir habin nesin tam lufgam. This is the rule that a tray for keli that hasn't been used in 24 hours is not allowed to be used lechatchila. Doesn't matter if it's a tray for keli ain't ben yaimai or balavasha baheter. Bang shabala mechala balavasha babaser. If you're going from milchiks to fleishiks, so it's also lechatchila. The way we explained last week, this is on the Maisa Bishul is Aser, but the product that's the Chepzo, the Eichel that comes out of it, that's not Aser because Chazal Aser the Maisa, but it doesn't Aser the food that comes out. And I pointed out from the Gra last time, Rashi's Shita is that it's enough overnight, but we don't paskin overnight, we paskin that a person needs 24 hours. So this we discussed last week. Let's discuss some possible kulas. The Pischei Tshuva here lines up a number of kulas. It's fascinating. We don't paskin like any of them, except when there's an opportunity to be mitzarefit to other kulas. So let's learn Pischei Tshuva. Let's start with guess what Aleph. I am Menachlas Yaakov. Klapei Hesiv Kan Samadal, Chuvas Nachlas Yaakov, Vishem Chachme Venitzia. It's a Davka Bechli Matchais. When the Chazal I say Nebin Yaimai, by a Keli that you could kasher. So it's not a big Hepsi. What? Yes. Yeah, the Minchas Yaakov is a Pirish under the Teres Chatas. And Nachlas Yaakov is a Chuvas Sefer. Michas Yaakov, people are not familiar with, except because it's only in Yeridea. The Teres Chatas is the Ramah. It's Sefer Teres Chatas, and under it is a Pirish Michas Yaakov, the same as the Chok Yaakov, the same person. Kasa b'shem Chachmei v'nitzia, the Zed Dafka b'kli matchais, kimen dis takana b'hagolah. Then, listen to this kula. They only asked it to be in by things he could kasher. So, not such a terrible Chumrah, all you got to do is kasher it. Ma she'ein ken kli cheres, the tzar shvira havi kediyevet, u'matir ma'keilim la'ach ashias meis leis. See, here this kula, that by kli cheres, ain't a binyay, may is mutter. You go to a flea market, you want to buy a tray for China, so you can buy it, because it's kli cheres, ain't a binyay, may is mutter. Ve'herach la'asig al-zeve kamasugis tishas u'paiskim, the Michis Yaakov argues, "Makomek and Masik Shom Bishem Gadol Echad." The Behefsa Meruba Yesh Lahatu Bekli Cheres Ayin Shom. He's Masik that at least in the case of Behefsa Meruba, you could be Mekel like Kli Cheres that any Ben Yam is not Asa. On the Yestayti Kasha Lahatir Afilu Behefsa Meruba. A Kasa Begas Ashri Seif Misatz Avay Deschavim Hadab Gzer Ben Ayin Ben Yam Atu Ben Yam is El Shaynai. This is the lashon of the Hagas Hashri. Avol ein loy mehatam lefishul lechatchila, and the tam lekam lechatchila asa. Kivah shatun and shvira have a kinti evet. Akal shayne harib behedya. Dafilik licheret sarach shvira. Shemitzasi prima gadim hey gam kain by prima gadim arachayim etc. So the any sefer that says klicheres toward shvira lechayra is not agreeing with the Chachmei Venitzia. The Chachmei Venitzia are saying that klicheres Eina ben yaimei is mutter. That they only ask it things that it's shayach to kasha, and otherwise not. So al kapanim, this is a shita that's mekel. I mentioned to you in the past that once in yeshiva happened with a newlywed couple that the chassan, who was at that time a good friend of mine, told me that his wife took chicken straight out of the oven and put it on a china serving plate that was milchiks. They had milchik at China. And the sorting plate, she put hot chicken straight from the oven onto the klicheres. I asked her, Pop, what to do? So I was waiting, holding my breath. I didn't see a reason to be makel. It was straight from the oven, a dava gush, fleishik on a milchik akeli. So Rapab said to him, your parents live near Rav Bik, right? Why don't you go ask Rav Bik? He made it like a very sure shaila, and go ask Rav Bik. See, after he walked away, I asked Rapab, why are you sending him to Rav Bik? So he said he knows Rav Bik is an ainikel of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden held that glazed china is not beleya. And, you know, he's a newlywed. Who knows how upset he might be that a serving plate from China is getting ruined. Let him better go ask Rav Bik. That's what Rav Pab told me. You know, I put it under the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch section. So that's what happened. He went to Rav Bik. Rav Bik was mad. Could be Rav Bik told him to pour hot water on it. I don't recall. But now I'm thinking that maybe Rav Pab felt it's Tzira. You have a Tzira for the Chachmei Venitia. Chachmei Venitia held that a klicheres, that it's Eina Ben Yayma, you don't have to ask him in the oven, you don't have to throw it out. So at least there's a tzirif. Maybe Rabbi himself held that that's a tzirif. What? I don't know which Chachmei Venitia it is, but it's got to go back. It's got to be close, because the Mechas Yaakov is quoting it as... Well, it would be fleishik and milchik, which means if you have a keli that was used for milchik, to say to binyayim, a fleishik says say to binyayim, so now it's treif because you can't use it for anything. So it's milchiks and fleishiks, which is treif. Anyway, that was the tzirif. Looking around, there's a tshuva, there's Rabbi Tshuva Rabbi Kiveg, a tshuva Mem Gimel, which is for a number of reasons, considered a classic tshuva in Yaradeya. He has the shaila with somebody who inherited Klicheres, a set of china. Now, I spoke in the past where people don't know if it's Milchiks or Fleishiks, and they inherit, usually it ends up being something like a Pesach set, where you don't remember, and nobody went to grandma for 20 years and for Pesach, she's been coming to you. And now you pull it out, you don't know if it's milchiks or fleishiks. Now, Rabbi Kiveg's case actually is the following. They knew it was milchik. Somebody inherited klicheres that they knew was milchik. And when they try to sell it as milchik, there aren't too many customers. If they could sell it as fleishik, they'd make more money. So they asked Rabbi Kiveg if they could sell it as fleishik. Or at least as non-denominational, you know, that it's that could be used for anything. So Rabbi Kiveg is there, is mitzaref a few shitas. He's mekel behefsid meruba. He's mitzaref this shita that klicheres is not beleya, the chacham tzvi that it was more than 12 months, and he's mekel behefsid meruba. But so it's interesting. He doesn't talk about the fact that to have some ruba for the one who's selling it. What about for the one who's buying it? For him, it's not to have some ruba. So he doesn't go into that. But in Hilchus Treifus, there's a long Pesach Tshuva who talks about this. Yeah. I'll tell you though, Rabbi Kiveg writes in the tshuva, he's only make a hefsa meruba if each plate is a hefsa meruba. Not if all the plates together are a hefsa meruba. That's what he writes in the tshuva. He's make of each plate is a hefsa meruba, and that's where he's make of. Now, your shah is where you don't know if it's milchiks or fleishiks, right?
No, we know.
You know it's milchiks. You want to make a fleishiks, so I'll take it. All I can do is set a milchik at China. It just wastes room in the shelf, you know. It's probably. There's a long Pesach Tshuva, the Hilchus Treifus. I think it's the longest Pesach Tshuva, at least in Yeradeya. Chesh Mishpat, there are longer ones. But he goes through this discussion of what's called Hefsa Meruba, and it definitely depends on the person, no question. Depends by who. But it's very hard to be Mekal Basa B'chol of Shilas to have some Aruba for, but okay. What? To sell it? Yeah, I hear. I'm Maramok about Hilachim. Kivega doesn't seem to take that into account. I'll tell you, they have the Rabbi Kivega with Agois underneath. I just printed it out. I've been accustomed to it today to learn it. They have a very long, with tiny letter notation that in Digris Maisha, coincidentally, it's also Yedei Chelak Av Tshuva Mem Gimel, same Tshuva number. Toma Mashkos Rabbeinu, Vloy Mahani Tsirif Korais, Lichoshev Hefsin Meruba. You must be on the fact that Kivegim wants each plate to have to be Hefsin Meruba. It's a set. Why you not done? I didn't go through the whole thing. If anybody will see me by the chasta today, I can. When I finish it, I'll lend it to you. But apparently, there's a certain amount of discussion. I could be Rabbi Kivega was a little reluctant to be mekel. But my point is that at least this chachmei v'nitzia seems to be something of a tziruf. Did they have such a thing as a set of dishes? I don't know. So. Sounded like it was a set of dishes from the Shiloh. I think so. Yeah, that's the way it sounded. But Lamaisa, all the Achrayim that we use, the Prima Gadim, the Chachma Sadam, say not to be Saimach the Chachmi Vinich, even Behafsa Meruba. He says it, Yom HaShoah, maybe we'll see in a minute. They're not Saimach on this at all. However, there's a Tshuva, in Daki Tshuva brings in the Yeshua Siakov. It was a maisa with a sheikhid in town who they discovered, they tested the sheikhid, he didn't know, apparently he got Kabbalah, you know, decades earlier, and he wasn't chazering, and they tested him, and he didn't know dinei shechita. The halach is, if you test someone, he doesn't know dinei shechita, so he passed a shechita. So the question is, was machlaikis in the first siman in Yeridaya, will we pass a lemafreya, will we kana lahaba? So the Yeshua Siakov told the city they have to kasha the kelim, but the kelim that can't be kasha, the kli cheres, he was saimach the chachmei v'nitzia, since it wasn't a vadayiser, it wasn't certain. First of all, there are two things. First of all, when did he forget? And secondly, even if he forgot all the pratim in Hilchos Shechita, most of the shechitas are probably good anyway. He knew the umnis of being shaychit. There are times that there are other things you have to know because things come up. So he was saimach on this chachmei v'nitzia in the case of a suffik iser, at least that level of suffik iser where a person really had a cheskas yideya, and so it is amusing machlokes in the beginning of Siman Aleph when someone is a talmid chacham and he forgets whether it's like a mikvah that's slowly loses it, or where you don't go basa chazak in the meyakara. Or where it's like a Sufik Nibala, when you have Sveikis, you go up as a Chazak in the Meikara, you say it happened the last minute. Every time you have Chazak in the Meikara, we go up as a Chazak until you know it changed. Except by a mikvah with Sechas of Asai. So the Taz there talks about whether a Talmid Chacham who forgets his learning, whether it's like a mikvah that's leaking, so he's also leaking, or whether he just suddenly crosses the threshold and turns into an Amor. So he's saimach on the chachmei v'nitzia. Yeah, I would have to look it up. I didn't look it up. I don't know, but I don't know. So this is kula number one that we don't paskin like, but we use as a tziruf. Pischei tshuva beis is another kula. It's funny, Pishtruva, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Pishtruva always brings useful coolers. Aleph, Beis, Gimel are all coolers that we don't use, except for a tziruf. So let's see some cut and Beis. Break him, he's thrown out. It wasn't me. That's the kash. He's asking, why do you have to break it? You could just use it. That's the kasha that he's asking. Whoever he's quoting here, right? Kasha lahat here, the kasha of Agos HaShri, the Agos HaShri says, because it says Yishaver, so it's our Shmira, so that's his kasha. I didn't speak to them, I don't know. I can only tell you what it says here. What? I don't know. Pisrei Tshuva Beis brings another kula. Gzeira, I am a Tshuva Snai de Yehuda. Interesting. But Yehuda says, Igam Benesu Misad Rabbanan Adin Kain. The shaila is, do you make Gzeira L'Gzeira? If something is an Isad Rabbliyav and Rabbanan, which is itself a Gzeira, and now you want to be Gzeira, Eina Ben Yomai, Atu Ben Yomai. Do we say Gzeira L'Gzeira? Because of Sham, the Medina Shari L'Chadchila, they have a gzera l'gzera. Look, this is Nabi Yehuda talking. Nabi Yehuda says, by this is Rabbanon, it's a gzera l'gzera. Eila, shein l'hakul b'zeh, kivin shalai nimsa b'pais kim shiich tevu din zeh. Unusual Nabi Yehuda, he says something is mistavra to him, but it bothers him that he didn't find it in the paiskim, which is not his style. Usually Nabi Yehuda has a kula, it doesn't bother him that no one else mentions it. I guess he feels this is a common case, and it should have been mentioned.
But in any case,
let me just finish. What do you mean? Nimtzakein. Because of the Shari Ayin Shom. The Taz is Makel. Now, I'm going to skip to parentheses. He says, in parentheses, it may not be such a raya from the Taz. And within the parentheses are brackets, where the Chacham Tzvi says, Behedya. That we do make Gzeira Gzeira. That's an important line, the first wide line. That's an important rule. It's very confusing. We all know that we don't make Gzeiras L'Gzeiras, and yet Shas is full of Gzeira L'Gzeira. Shas constantly has Gzeiras L'Gzeira. Shabbos, we always make Gzeira L'Gzeira. Amir Olako for Drabbanan is awesome, but that's because by Shabbos there's a chiyuv to make gezeiros min haTorah, asum mishmeres l'mishmerati. But even b'chal haTorah kula, it's confusing. When do you say gezeiro l'gezeiro? When don't you? So Chacham Tzvi says b'davar amotzi v'rogel gazrina. Anyway, getting to the end of the parenthesis area after the Chacham Tzvi, l'chay ra'ay b'ru'a dein l'hati k'day she'abiyem b'sid rabbanam p'ilchad rabbam y'chulun kufyur aleph hadab shabal chayeni ala d'rabbanan amai tivra, why'd they break the keli shu'ed l'machet heimu teres, wait till tomorrow elevada yidu asa v'ra'ay b'vu'a lehed yikein shkosav alachuv d'mekad yashli chiyach le'dav gab asa l'chad chila d'mloy kein l'shu'yei ad l'machar ad kandavara hakein Kivin lezeh daf bisa drabonan osa kadesh erbin yaymin delike malam deinu. What's Iran coming to tell us? From here, Eid ibn yaymin is osa, and the Gemara says Eid ibn yaymin is osa. He must mean to tell us, even by nisa drabonan, because by nisa deraisa, lo shasa ruchi, sefa vaydazara. Mi yeshul chalak, im noida yisa kaim shnasa ben yaymai, lim noida achakach. So here, v'tzarchi im bezeh. There may be a difference when you find out. And I want to explain it because this is Nageya to the grandma's kelim. We have a rule that if you have a suffix deraisa that later changes into a suffix derabanan, we don't say suffix derabanan lakula. The typical case of that, I mean the case that it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is by a suffix treifa. You have an animal suffix treifa, suffix deraisa. And now you have kelim that have bliyas eina ben yaymai in them from the suffik treifa. So it should be a suffik derabana. So we say no. We have to pass it on the suffik deraisa. And if it's nizgalgel to a derabana and it changes into a derabana, it still has a din of suffik deraisa l'chumra. You go according to the original issa. Mimela. You have a keli eina ben yaymai, suffik issa. It's aser. Suffik, it's a suffik deraisa. Blias aris tamkek is deraisa. What happens if you wait 24 hours? Once you wait 24 hours, you say suffik derabanan. So we don't do that. We say it's a suffik derabanan. That's the galgal from a suffik deraisa, And Bemela remains a Safik Dairais. Rabbi Kiva Eger, not in Mem Gimel, the other tshuva, where he talks about grandma's kelim, you have old kelim, and you don't know if it's fleshes or milchiks. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, hold on a minute. There, when it was Ben Yoimai, you knew what it was. Right? It wasn't used in 20 years. But the last time it was used, you were sitting by a Pesach table. You were eating the milchiks or fleshes. You knew what it was. So it's not a Safik Derabanan that's Nizgalgul from a Derais. It was the Safik started when it was a Safik Derabanan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mekel, he's Mitzarif, a second, he's only Mekel of such a thing by Hetera Bola. Now, by Sura Bola, for reasons he explains there, but this is Hetera Bola, it was in the Milchus of Fleshings. And that's the basis of Rabbi Kiva Eger being Mekel on an old China set, you know, the Milchus of Fleshings, he's Mekel. I think he says to pour boiling water on it once, but after that he's makel to do it. Because of this idea that he mentions at the end, if it's the suffix started when it's Eina Ben Yaimai, then there's room to say it's a suffix Rabbanan. Because when it was Ben Yaimai, you knew Milchus of Fleishiks. Now you don't know, so you could be makel. No. Look, I don't know how ancient work in Shemayim, but I suspect that if it's a Vadei Derabanan, it's more kal than a Vadei Dereisa. So it's Mustavar, a Savi Derabanan, more kal, a Savi Dereisa. But as far as using it, L'chatchila, like we don't say, let's use it, if it's not such a bad Einish. If that's, you know, if it's awesome, it's awesome. We don't know as milk as a flesh, it's right. Yeah, if you know, it's this, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Rabbi Kiva Eger does not rely on it. Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a long distinctly. He gives us two pshatim in his galgel. And one of his two pshatim depends if you know about it. So on that, he's makel by hetera bola, but not by yisura bola. Yeah, no, there's no heter. It's his vada yisur. The flea market is a problem because there's no suffix. It's vaday. If you buy something with a guy, you consider it to be vaday yisr. So vaday yisr is not mekel. It's only mekel by a suffix because that becomes a suffix drabana. But then it becomes a vaday drabana, so that when not mekel, it's the loss of a drabana.
And the point that I'm framed from maybe of Aliyah is called a deraisa.
Well, what do you mean maybe of Aliyah? If it's a guy's keli, it's vaday had Aliyah.
Right, but
no, no. Blias and a keli are tam kikka deraisa. Keli ben yoimai asks food min
atayr. Like
yeah, but it doesn't matter. When it was a ben yoimai, it was vaday yisr. By safik, he could change safik to rabbanah. By vaday, it blibes a vaday to rabbanah. So we have here two pisrei tshuvis and two kulis that are, like I said, that we don't paskin like, but they're tzirufim. The one kula for klicheres ena ben yomai, and one kula for nisa drabanan. Rapam's case they sent to Rabik was both. It was a klicheres and it was chicken that was put onto a milk kakeli. Chicken and milk is nisa drabanan. So I guess it was both kulas together. So he wasn't mekel, but at least he sent to yeah, sent to. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The third kula, pischei tshuva gimel. Now I'm cheating a little. Pischei tshuva gimel. He stuck on not on sif beis. He stuck it on a sif gimel. But there's no reason we can't learn it now. That's the most famous heter that doesn't exist. There are probably a few such heterim. Most famous heter that doesn't exist is the Chacham Tzvi's heter of waiting 12 months, which the Chacham Tzvi discusses, and he himself says at the end that he never heard anybody's mekel on this to be saimachanim. So if you look at Pischei Tshuva Gimel, which is actually going on the next sif, but who cares? The Pischei Tshuva itself we could learn. If you turn the page, I am B'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simenayin Eish, a pasuk lahatir, in Bishlu B'Pesach, Dovachar, V'Kderes Chametz, Sha'avra Yud Beis Chaydish. Now, he's not mekel to use the keli lechatchila. He's Mekel in the rule of Davar Charif. That's why it's on Sif Gimel, because we're going to learn the rules of Davar Charif in a minute. But he's Mekel of 12 months past. Taftas Rina BePesach, Leisin Tamluf Gam. V'chein B'Davar Charif Leimahani, Leisin Tamluf Gam. Even though it should be Aser. V'kamokim Acha Yud Beis Chaydesh Leka Tam Klal. Once 12 months pass, there's no taste in the Bli and the Keli. V'kamoy Sh'omru V'kan Kalim Shal Yayin Nesach. Now, that's without a shaila, that's a heter. When you have wooden kalim of wine that were not used for hat, they just absorbed wine in the derech of kavush, so that's a halacha psuka, that acha yud beis chaydesh doesn't answer. The after b'shari sun loy mitzinu misha mekel of ashalachat chila b'keil shavar yud beis chaydesh. Now this is the Chacham Tzvi himself. He says, "Bishari surim loy motzinu misha mekel avash lechatchila b'kev jalan b'dveis chaydish." People who want to use this hetel lechatchila, Chacham Tzvi doesn't say it. He just says, "Yeshel chalek to be ay nesach to yud beis chaydish." I feel b'diavad aser buchim el satuva shemuchim etel lechatchila achi yud beis chaydish. Al shari surim the choshen b'diavim what to b'diavad v'akel litois imnatir achi yud beis chaydish lechatchilo degatiru gam yud toich yud beis chaydish lechatchilo. Now I want to explain. This Chacham Tzvi, he goes into the Shail of Chametz, but I want to explain. The Chacham Tzvi mentions the Svara that after 12 months, the Blias are totally gone. And he mentions that there's a Svara to be Mekel. Lamaisa, he is not Mekel. But he doesn't back off from his assumption that the Blias after 12 months become weaker. He just says, you know why they weren't Mekel? Because just like you guys are in a ben yaymi atu ben yaymi, you definitely should be guys are acha yud beis chaydesh atu toich yud beis chaydesh. Very easy to make a mistake and not know, is it 12 months? Is it not 12 months? So that's what he says. He says all the paiskim who say yishaver on kalim and don't say wait 12 months, it's muchach that they didn't hold of the heter of 12 months. As far as I know, every tshuva sefer that quotes the kula of the Chacham Tzvi, nobody paskins like him straight out. But just like the last two Pesachei Tshuvas, it uses a tziruf, the Chacham Tzvi is used as a tziruf lahakol. Most notably, the case that comes up the most, Gebruchs on Pesach. People say dishwash is the most common case that comes up to me. Ramesh is mekel not to buy a dishwasher. He said, if you buy a house, and they're leaving you the dishwasher. Or Moshe writes, and if you tell them, take the dishwasher, they're not going to give you any money off in the price of the house. It doesn't affect the price of the house. It's in effect a free dishwasher. So there, Moshe says to be mekel after 12 months of non-use. If you buy the house, it already wasn't used for a few months, so you just have to have a total of 12 months from its last use. And then Moshe is mekel. I think he holds to be do agola on the racks, but the machine itself, he says, running through the cycle, even though up he did, that's not a good enough hagala. But he's mekel after 12 months. See, Lamaisa is mekel by chametz. He also, in Svara, he holds it's true, that after you miss chayish this, it disappears. But he says, we didn't find anybody being mekel, must be, we're not mekel. Not because it's not true that it doesn't disappear, but because in the case of a dishwasher, there are other tzirufim to be mekel. In the case of a dishwasher, the dishwasher is a bit complicated. How would the walls of a dishwasher become treif? Typically, the spritzing of the dishwasher is irikli rishon. Now, if you'll accept that the spritzing of the dishwasher doesn't fill up like a clothing washing machine, it spritzes and the water runs down. So Iroi only cooks kedei klipa. The only way that Iroi could aser the walls of the keli, I'm talking about the racks he could pull out in kasher with Iroi, but the walls could only become aser if the spritz hit the trephis and the wall in the same moment, in the same spritz. And it's very not common that such a thing should happen. A lot of the spritzing is with soap. The first cycle is without soap. A lot of it is with soap, which is pogam anyway. And since it's not a davar borer, the issur of a dishwasher, so a meisha holds, it can be mekel in such a case where you just have to throw it out. So it'd be a total loss. That it can be mekel after yud beis chaydish. That's one case where meisha's mekel. Another case where meisha's mekel is al takonas hashavim. This is in Yeridei Beis Tshuva Mem Vav. Takonas hashavim, people who are bali tshuva and have to kasha the house and to have some meruba. So Ramesh writes, we'll make a lot of things takonas hashavim, so we can be makel for them. They're going to have to throw out all their china and all their non-kashuvels. So he says there you could also be makel yud beis chaydish. Most bali tshuva don't want the kula. They end up being remachmer. What? And they're throughout their marriage. Okay. He's making on their kalim. He's making on all the klicheres kalim. Very often in a home, by a couple, you'll know better than me, but I think very often one of them is more driving the tshuva movement than the other one. You find that, I have people I'm very close to, and one of them is pushing, and the other one is slowly going along. So when he insists that you cash in the house, all right, you know, she'll leave the house for a day, and some Lubavitcher guy will come in and cash it over the house. But when you say, gonna throw out all the china, it changes the tone of the discussion very much, and Ramesh is making. Now, more important, more negeya, Ramesh in Yeridei Chelek Aleph, in Tshuva Mem Gimel, is Mekel on Yud Beis Chaydish by Hetera Bola. By Hetera Bola, meaning if it's just a Fleshix to Milchix or Milchix to Fleshix. And there he's Mekel, I think just Mabakim Hefsid, without any particular Hefsid Meruba, he's Mekel. What's the whole Chacham Tzvi? He says, well, guys, after Yud Beis Chaydish, Atu Teich Yud Beis Chaydish. But Teich Yud Beis Chaydish, the Kosher Kalim. It's just a Melchik Kalim, you want to switch it to Fleishik. So Ramesha is Mekel on things that you can't Kasher. Stami means with a Tzirif of the Chachmei Vinitzia, maybe, I don't know. But things that you can't Kasher, he's Mekel for Melchik to Fleishik. La'acha Yud Beis Chaydish, that you could be Mekel. It's Teich Devarim and Tshuva. And the Rebelski was saying Machandis Salach Lamaisa of a Milch Tefleishik. Obviously, this has to do again with inheriting Grandma's Kalim. When you're going Milch Tefleishik, or Moshe holds that you could be Samach Yud Beis Chaydish. You have to remember there, it's also a Suffolk. You don't remember. If you choose to use it for Fleishik, it's a 50-50 chance. It might have been Fleishiks. Maybe even more likely it was Fleishiks. So this is a third case. So Ramesh's Mekel on the dishwashers, he's Mekel on the Tekanas HaShavim, and on Terebala, he said about Chacham Tzvi. If you read the Tshuva, like most of us do, we read the first paragraph and the last paragraph. First paragraph, he says, the Chacham Tzvi is Heter, nobody holds of it. But then, in the Tshuva, Tevarav, he says, we find numerous times by a Terebala, like a naparnat, the surah is also forever. A naparnat, the hetera, is mutter. A bliya that goes into a keli and comes out into pariv is mutter. We say that a tam kolush, a weak taste, if it's already isser, it's also forever, even a weak taste. But if it's still heter when it's a weak taste, you want to give it a shem isser, so a tam kolush doesn't get a shem isser. And that's why. So you have these three cases where he's mekel.
Please, I don't
want to negotiate my case.
When something is milchik, what do you do if everything that's
milchik
on Pesach?
No. It happens to be true that milchik and kalim are rarely B'nei Yayman, really milk. When people call it milk and keli, I ask, is it Ben Yayman? They say yes. I say, you mean you cooked milk in it? No, I didn't cook milk in it. They cooked spaghetti in it, or they cooked something else. Cereal milk and kliwishin on the fire, it's very rare. Unless you make hot cereal. Hot cereal has milk or chocolate pudding. Who makes chocolate pudding today? Chocolate pudding comes ready made. No, They still sell those chocolate pudding powders. They still sell it to you. They say everything's already made. Nobody does it. I remember so vividly years ago, probably 40 years ago, I was in a shtiebel, and there was some litzanim sitting in the corner. They made fun that they're making the carrots little, so you don't have to cut it, the tomatoes little. He said, one day they're gonna mash the hard-boiled eggs for you, so you don't have to mash it Shabbos morning. They all laughed. That's such a ridiculous thing. You know, you're not going to make your own hard-boiled eggs. They're going to sell it pre-mashed. They're making fun. And now, you know, you buy, they call it egg salad. You know, they buy. But my point, the point is well made, that by milchiks, it's rare. Unless the milchik kale, they've been in the house for years. Remember, it only had to be used once. But what on a flat plate, you know, farina you put into a bowl. On a flat plate, what do you put in purely milchiks? People make cheese latkes. What? Baked ziti people put in, it's true. And baked ziti is very hot. It's lasagna, okay, there are things.
We said by Bata Yisra, it won't help us this year,
12
months, right? So
no,
it's about
Shuvah, I think he's making him by Bata Yisra. It's Chasra Shavim, I think so, yeah. Igris Vaisha, the Chelik Beis of Yeridei. I think so. You have to remember, Eina Ben Yoimai, the food is not Aser. The Maisa is Aser, not the food is Aser. And that's why it's a lot better. You know, it's a lot... I think it was the Chatzchila, I think so. The Imicha Shleimei is an interesting tshuva. I just wish you would go a little further with the heter. When we have people who go to Eretz Yisrael and they're invited to relatives who are a little more modern. So here in America, you're invited to relatives a little more modern. Basically, you know, they'll buy for you with your echsherim. So what do they do already? They buy things with their echsherim. You know, it's not as serious an issue. Eretz Yisrael, there are problems with taking trumasomyces with tevel, a lot of fruits and vegetables that you have certain rabbanut hechsherim where there's a kol adolei pasik that they're not careful with separating trumasomyces, and that's really the main problem. You have people in the shul or people in the yeshiva who go to Eretz Yisrael, and then they have problems visiting their relatives for Shabbos, and the relatives tell them they'll buy everything bedatz, everything, but the problem is that their kelim have blias of an iser tevel, and it's a problem. Shlaima Zalman in the first chelak of Micha Shlaima in Tshuva Samach Beis Aischas says the Geshmaka Svara. I just wish he would rely on it more. He says the following. He says, listen to the beautiful Svara. He says, what's the iseina ben yaymai? It's isa maisa, right? When it's ben yaymai, it makes everything awesome. When the keli is not a ben yaymai, you say it's not the chetzadi surah, it's the maisa of cooking in these kelim that's awesome. So let's say someone gives me a klicheres to use, so that klicheres is an issa maisa for me to use it in such a house. Well, not that klicheres, a metal keli, that's not kashid, that's the problem. So he says, by tevel, there's no issa maisa. You're allowed to cook tevel and separate truma later. There's no iser. Of course, he's supposed to chetchila separate it right away. A chaver doesn't keep a tevel in his house. But the ikra din, you're allowed to cook tevel and you separate truma semaisus afterwards on the blias also. It works. So he has a svara that this gezeirah shouldn't apply to tevel. And Mamela, Kalamada bin Yaiman should not be a problem. And he says such a svara, but then he's only Saimach on it for Klicheres with the Chachmei Vinitzia to not have to throw out Klicheres. But it's interesting svara, he says, which would be a kula fein bin Yaiman. Yeah. The problem also with vegetable in Eretz Yisrael, the fruit and vegetable problem is a problem because it's not one product, it's all the vegetables, And in many homes, they cook almost every day. They cook some type of... the truth is, I don't even know which vegetables in Israel are imported and which ones are tevel problems. I'm not sure, but most, Baruch Hashem, it's Israel is Eretz Chakoba. It has everything. So I don't know how far it goes, but... all right. He mentions the Svara to be more makel by...
Can you separate now?
So Eretz Yisrael, you need minamukif. Chutz La'aretz, even if you ate it, you could separate. In Eretz Yisrael, you need to separate minamukif, so it's too late. He's saying about the Gzeirah Ben Yaimai that it may not apply. He's saying that the Issa Drabbanan, which is the Issa Maisa, should not apply to Tevel. That's all he's saying. Because there's no Issa Maisa, since he could separate afterwards, so there was no Gezeira of Eina Binyami Atu Binyami. Well, Be'etzem, there's no Gezeira. In your case, you're not eating vegetables. You're eating something else with those bleas. But, excuse me? Tevel? Oh, the food is not right. Yeah, if you're a guest and they're already cooked, there's no problem. The child is only using their kalim. So child using their Eina Ben Yaimai tray for kalim. This is what he's dealing with. Yeah, when you go to something, you want to use their Eina Ben Yaimai. Okay, at any rate, these are three coolest in Eina Ben Yaimai. Like I said, the three coolest we don't paskin like, but there are three coolest which are potential tzirufim. One of the things I'm always not sure about, people ask me, they go to hotels by using coffee machines. Today, many hotels have Keurig machines in the room. Either Keurig or something similar to Keurig. There are pods that go in. And people want to use it, especially they give you a couple of Keurig cups. It has a hechsher. But the question is if the machine is mutter. So when it's a Ben Yaimai, I don't think anybody could be makel, because there's some Keurig flavors are treif. But if you're going to be in the hotel for more than 24 hours, and so already you know it's Eina Ben Yaimai, and it's a suffix if it was ever usher in the first place, so I wonder if maybe it could be makel. I'm not sure what to tell people. I tell people we don't use a guy's kalim. That's the way it is. We just know we don't use a guy's kalim. But I always wonder about it. And for many people, it's a big tzairach. You know, a hot coffee in the morning is very important to them. So. You think so? I don't know. It's like a hashara. Do they? Do they? Or they always buy whatever's on sale? So I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. Okay, let's start with Sif Gimel. What? Kasha to Kalim? They'll listen to you and they'll let you kasha to Kalim? I assume that Levi Yerushalayim, they're makbid on Bedatz type Hechsherim. The question. What?
Only
Pesach. I don't mean Dafka Bedatz. I mean they're makbid on the better Hechsherim. I hope they're makbid. I don't know. All right, Siv Gimel. Ha, the Chashiva Paguma Ksheina Basiaimai, Dafka. Now here you have to be medayik in the language of the Mechaber. I think it could be a little misleading. This which a keli erbi yemi is pogum. Dafka kshederi yafa. When I think it means it's a smooth pot. V'sar mimena kol shamnunis iser hadavik ba. And you're able to clean out all the be'en of iser that was stuck on it. Avalim lo yedicha yafa. But if it still has shmutz in it, she iser be'en einai nifkam b'shias me'is leis. It doesn't become pogum over 24 hours. Now, I think it's a little misleading. It sounds like if it was used, and now it wasn't used for 24 hours, and it's got some crusted dirt on it, leftover food on it, so you're going to have to, it sounds like you have to wait a new 24 hours. There's no svara to that, because the bleis and the keli are gone. It's just you have a problem with the be'en that's stuck to it. The language of the Mechaber leaves us guessing as to what exactly he meant. However, the Ramah is pretty clear. The Ramah says, Mekom akim, yeshishim, rakneged, hadovi bikdeira, kolshari, mashabikadeira, kvar nifgan, vein sarach bittel. So the Ramah is very clear. Ramah says, now when we say if there's dirt stuck to it, it doesn't help. It only means that the dirt asses. Food doesn't become pogum in 24 hours. Only blias do. But even if there's food stuck to it, the blias themselves, they do become ein
b'nyayim. What about the
blias that are under the b'nyayim? They're absorbed in the keli, and they should become pogum in 24 hours. That's what it would seem. Now, of course, if you had to clean the b'en with hot water, you're going to be putting in new blias. But that's why you have to be careful. If you milk some fleishiks, you have to not clean it with hot water, because the hot water, pouring the hot water, will put new blias into the keli. But as long as it's cold, it shouldn't.
The gabi kashri
or the gabi ena binyamai. So that's a way to learn. I believe the Mashal learns the Rashba this way, but the Ramah clearly doesn't. Ramah clearly learns that it's okay. The Grod Ches says the loiker ishal shekasev. I give my mashis oza blua gam kenez namashva. That's what you're referring to. Grod Ches. Right. The loiker ishal. Our code in the Gros when he says the loiker that he's not passing like them. The loiker ishal. Yeah, Ben, unless you know it's ruined, but yeah. But it doesn't apply to Ben. Then the Ramah brings the din of Dava Charif. Yeshayimim, the Vidvarim Charifin, Loyam Rinan did nice in Tamlafgan, Kamashbar, Laelsim, and Sadiqay, but Sadiq Vav. So this is the exception to Eina Ben Yaimai. Achayim Bishal Bakderis, Isser Shayna Basyayim, and Michael Charif. If you cook in a pot sharp food, Gagay Tavshal Sharubai Chaimitz. I can't think of anything we have. There's rive vinegar, or tavlin, or some sharp spices, a shadvar of charifin. Osir, says Pelef and Bekeli. Avol, this is important. Loi mikshav atavshal charif, mishum ma'atavlin shabai. Pepper is a dava charif. You put some pepper into your vegetable soup, it does not turn the vegetable soup into a dava charif unless you put in so much pepper. The way people put in pepper, it doesn't make the vegetable soup charif. Because in the mixture it's not charif. However, if the thing itself was the food itself was a dava charif, then the blias that come out are considered to be like a ben yaimai v'chei noyagin, and the minig is to paskin this way even though it's yeshayimim. Avolam haya is a dava charif. But if one went into the walls, the blias were dava charif. V'akar shak derimei slayes u'bishlo mayheter she'ene charif. There's no charifus in the daif de'akli. So the din of dava charif is an exception to eina ben yaimai, that a dava charif removes blias from a keli even if it's eina ben yaimai. I think the Raiva has a lashon that's like when you put salt on something, it accentuates the taste. It brings out taste. Same thing, a dava charif, even when a tam kolush, it brings out the taste. And therefore, a dava charif is, you have a dava charif, it turns it into a ben yaimai. So these are the shalas that come up in a house when you lav dafka cook. I can't think of any food we cook. You think of a food you cook that's a dava charif? What do we cook that's a dava charif? Fried onions. So it's interesting, Rebelski used to say that the reason fried onions are not sharp is not because as you cook it, it goes out. He said it's a chemical reaction of hot oil and onions that takes away the charifus, is what he said. And it's not that it starts a dava charif and loses it as you fry it. It immediately loses charifus. That doesn't have a din of dava charif. That's what he said. What? I can't hear you. Yeah, without oil, he wasn't talking. I didn't know people do without oil. Okay. But he was talking about it. What he says, the hot oil and onions does. But anyway, what? Garlic. Who cooks garlic? You put garlic in with other things. Once it's in the mixture, it loses its charifus in the mixture. If somebody went to cook garlic, then it would happen. I think the old Bahamish borscht, they used to eat was a double charif. It was sour, right? I don't know. I saw in Paiskim they mentioned borscht as a double charif. I never ate the borscht. I don't know. I remember Pesach, everybody had borscht. Zeichel Adam. No, that's why they did. That's why they ate the borscht. Zeichel Adam. That's right.
The Torah described the borscht very differently than what we have.
It was a different product. Okay.
A lot of vinegar.
A lot of vinegar. That must be. I can't think. Do you think of anything we have that's a davar charif? Maybe. Okay. And anyway, be that as it may, we do have davar charif when you cut an onion with a binyamin knife. So it's mechayilei shvach, and the bunions become fleshed from the knife, or a trefa knife, and they cut a davar charif in a restaurant. You go in to buy buy something, they cut it with a binyamin knife. So if it's a davar charif, then it's mechayilei shvach. So that halacha applies. There's one lamdish shaila that comes up very often in people's homes, and the shaila is this. The common shaila, and different rabbanim will give a different psak, and I'll explain the tutzdad. Somebody took an onion and cut it with a fleshik knife. Fine, place to use the onion for fleshiks. Then he took the onion, he quartered a bunch of onions with a fleshik knife, and then he put it into his blender, or his whatever la machines they have today. He put it into his blender, and he had it diced the onions. Shaila is, does the blender blade become fleshik? Does the blade of the blender, we say when you cut a davar charif with a knife, so it's like a ben yaimai. And dukha sakita is like its hat. So you cut an onion with a fleshik knife, there's no shaila onion is fleshik. But your blender, you want to keep parif. You threw in the onion. Do you say that this fleshik onion can turn the blades of the blender into fleshiks? One, you can have shalom. One, you have shalom many. I guess the shaila either way. Either way. Now, in lamdis, what's the shaila? In lamdis, the shaila is this. We say, I have a knife, even a binyamin knife, and we say it doesn't have a good taste. I cut an onion, a davar charif, it does have taste. Is the pshat that the bliya is now an improved bliya? Notice the meat itself is now an improved bliya, and now it could ask for something else. What do we say? No, the bliya is still a shvacha bliya, but when it's in the davar charif, the charif, like it says, accentuates the taste, and you could taste it. But nafka mina is when you go to your blender, and it goes from the davar charif into the blender. Does the blender itself, the blender blade, is not charif, and you're going to use it later for something else? Does the improved taste become like a ben yaimei taste, like a real taste, or it's still any ben yaimei taste, just awesome? Nafkamina is when it goes into the next blade, if it becomes asur or not. It's a nafkamina. Now there's a Magen Avraham who says it's a problem. Magen Avraham says that it asurs the blender. He's talking about a pounder that you cut up a davar charif and then you pound it with a pounder. And there's a chavis das in Simen Tzadik Vav. I think it's chavis das gimel. See, he brings that the Magen Avraham is machmir. He brings that the Evan Ezer, which is a pirush in back of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, time is like what I was telling you, that the bliya is only nischadish in the davar charif, but not when it goes out of the davar charif. In other words, the Chevron Eiser is meikel. He says this chumra of davar charif is only in the davar charif. When it goes in davar charif to something else, it reverts back to being an end of ben yaimai. The Chavis Das says, Magen Avraham is machmir. Chevron Eiser is meikel. V'loy hayat tzarech lezeh. The Chevron Eiser didn't need this svar. Is another reason to be meikel. Because ein bliya yaitza mekli laichol b'lay raitiv, says in the blender, he's not talking about a blender, in the pounder, the bliya from a keli doesn't go out into a food b'lay raitiv. So he says another reason to be meikel. But it sounds like he's masking to the Evan Oizis kula as well. We have two reasons to be meikel, and even with dukkah, right? Even with dukkah. Now the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham. Mishabura doesn't mean the Chavis Da'at, doesn't mean the Ebenezer. I don't think he brings the Ebenezer. He brings the Magen Avraham, and Hilchos Pesach, and at least the Gabi Pesach, he's Machmir, like the Magen Avraham. But I think it was Margalo Bapume der Rav Palm was Maker, like the Chavis Da'at. I'd like to learn with you Shach Beis.
Is this a Ben Yom also?
What? This is, well, either Eina Ben Yaimai, or by Eina Ben Yaimai, where it's cold, and cold, without Dava Charif, it wouldn't go more than just the surface of the knife, only by Dava Charif, it goes in more. Right? Yeah, yeah. The Shaila is definitely by Eina Ben Yaimai, but even by Ben Yaimai, when it's a Chumra of Dava Charif, in the case of a Chumra. And I think Shah Beis is a raya to be Mekel. I just realized it's late, so we're going to leave Shah Beis and Yitz Hashem for next Sunday. We'll chazer over this machlokes, the Chavis Das, and the Magen Avraham. Okay.